Now, one of the players that you won't see in this game is actually this week's Engaging with the Enemy. Serving a two-game suspension, and it's his second suspension of the season, Ottawa Redblacks linebacker Kyrese Bear joined us. Now, this was done earlier. This was actually at CFL week. We wanted to share it with you now. Here's our conversation with Kyrese Bear. Kai, obviously going back to where it all began in Ottawa. Take us through signing with the Redblacks after starting with the Renegades back in the day.
You know, it's I thought of it once before, but after I got settled in Montreal, I never thought it would come to fruition. But here it is. It's happening. And I think it's fit. You know, to start in a city that gave so much to me and my family an opportunity, I have an opportunity to give back more. Like, this is my chance to give back to a place that gave me my first chance. So the city's been welcoming. I'm excited. And to say that I'm playing better than I was my rookie year is, statistically, that's what's happening. So they're going to get a better player than they got before. So I'm happy to be a part of something special, a team that's a couple years removed from a Grey Cup and has offensive stability, a general manager who's put pieces together to win championships. Like, this is a good opportunity for myself.
Now, outside of preparing for football with working out and whatnot, what keeps you busy in the off season?
What is that?
Like hobby-wise, what do you do to keep yourself busy? I see what you're doing.
Do off seasons. Football season is the easier time of year for me. Like, I coordinate charity events. I run a nonprofit. I have an event planning company. I've done over 650 motivational speeches. I co-host two radio shows. And I train as a football player. So, hobbies.
So busy.
Yeah. So I do a lot. And I stay busy. And I enjoy it. Everything I say, I have a passion for that's equal to anything else in life. So I really enjoy coordinating events. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy being a part of things that make a difference in the lives of others.
What would you say is the most rewarding part of that?
Smiles on the faces of young people. That's one thing. If you know a sick child that's going to benefit just from your presence, you know, you can throw money at problems for as much as you can, but time is a commodity that you can't get back. So to be able to give time and energy and effort to something and to someone that you feel is worthy, that is a very rewarding feeling.
Now, you mentioned motivational speaking. What's one piece of advice you could give to somebody growing up right now watching the CFL who really wants to be a professional football player? What would you tell them is the most important step along the way?
Two things. Make sure that you have a solid education, because football doesn't last always. I mean, I've been very fortunate to be a 16-year vet. I mean, I've been playing pro football 16 years. Education has to come first for the time that football ends. But if you say you're going to be a pro football player, there is no plan B. Education is first. Once you take care of your education, that gives you an opportunity to do any and everything after football. But if football is your goal, you can't say, I'm going to be a football player, but just in case I'm going to be a mechanic. Because that means you're not giving 100% to your goal. You're giving a percentage here and a percentage there. 100% to your education, which is this. You're going to take time and energy with your mind and have your mind there. But when it's time to focus and prepare yourself to be a pro football player, the physical aspect, then you're 100% committed.
What would you say is your best skill as a football player?
Hitting.
That easy?
I didn't stutter. Yeah, it's no fun just beating up on a little guy. That's bullying. Find someone bigger than you and try to destroy him. Like, that's fun.
What's your favorite CFL city to play in, other than obviously Ottawa?
Regina.
What's the best chirp you've ever gotten from a Rider fan?
Best chirp?
Yeah, because we like to talk behind the bench.
You know what? I thought they kind of lacked class. I got hurt once, and they cheered. And they did like Angry Bird flapping wings or whatever. So I enjoyed going back. It's just like going by the Angry Bird, like I earned that. And like, I'm better when I'm pissed, so that's the best place to get pissed.
Now, you mentioned going back. If you were given the opportunity to go back anywhere in history to spend some time, where would you go?
History.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never been asked that. Like, in all of history? Like,
yeah, you can go anywhere you want. Where are you going?
Can I be anyone I want to be?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Would I be like Christopher Columbus and like steal a country? Yeah, or no, that's not cool enough. That's stupid. Dude, that was a great question. Kudos to you, man. Have you ever answered that question?
Have I ever answered that?
Yeah.
I'm a big Back to the Future fan, so I kind of want to go with
you know what? I'd start Marty McFly, like, right here on the spot.
Go get that sports almanac, right?
Bro, I thought that. Okay, let's go with that. I literally thought it, and then you spoke it. Yeah, man, I think I'll take that.
Go with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
that's really cool.
Sit down with one person, dead or alive, and it could be someone you know, someone you don't know. Who would it be, and what would you talk to them about?
You guys are good, man. You guys need a like TV show. You guys are awesome. No, man. You guys definitely have the look for radio. You look like the guy from Scooby-Doo. He made a lot of movies, right? He was on Scream, one of the Scream movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? On the Scooby-Doo movie. Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so who would I... I've had a great admiration for Barack Obama. I'd sit down and kind of talk life and just trying to be a good human being. Not the political side of things. I've sat down with Bill Clinton and talked about politics and cool things with him. But just to sit down and just be able to walk a day in his shoes and what it meant to grow up and to be a good person and try to lead and do things for the right reasons.
Kyrie Saber here on the Tallgrass Apparel, engaging with the enemy.